Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm having a good time.
I'm better now that I'm seeing your sweet face.
Same, same. How is life? How is work? Everything's okay?
Everything's okay. I'm tired. I haven't been sleeping well. And I think that's just like weather and stuff. It's really, really hot here. And we don't usually get really, really hot in this part of the world. So it's been a little weird. And my garage door broke. So I have to park outside. So I can't park in my garage right now, which is extra walking because I have to go outside and around to the driveway. And I'm afraid because I don't know how much it's going to cost to fix it.
Yeah, this is the cherry on top, you know? This is the extra thing.
Extra things. And I do realize that it is a great privilege to have an attached garage and electronics to open the garage door for you. It really does help when you have disability to have these things working. And when they're not working, life gets a little more challenging. But so yes, I will get it fixed. I just don't know what that's all going to look like yet. But it's okay. But that's it. That's the biggest problem I have right now, I guess. My problems are not terrible, so that's good.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
And you are not in the Netherlands where you usually are. Where are you?
No, I'm running away from Netherlands. I'm in Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Working remotely because my husband is here enjoying the good weather, not like the weather in Europe. Having a little bit of break. I don't know. I love to work remotely once in a while. You get more creative and you're changing than working home or working office. So I think I'm more into this life balance. Work remotely
Nice.
once in a while. It's make me feel creative. Yeah.
It's
And we're
also
gonna see
nice
each
to see
other
your
soon.
husband.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Also, yeah. Forget that. I love you, Samo. It's also nice to see you too. And I'm gonna see you in WordCamp US. So
I
I'm really happy.
know. So less than a month. I'm very excited.
Yay!
Very excited. Yeah. It's gonna be great. I've got some things planned there that people don't know about yet. Some exciting things that you know about and I know about that we can't talk about until afterwards. But
Yeah.
there are some things gonna be happening, people, and you're gonna be excited about them when you find out. So when we were young, and my youngest brother was still stay at home, like he was still too young to go to school, my mother took him shopping to buy my father's Christmas present. And my dad was into woodworking, and so she bought him a beautiful saw, like a handheld saw, right? To beautiful, intricate work on it. And so she said to Greg, "Make sure that you don't tell daddy what we got today, because it's a surprise. If you tell him, you will ruin the surprise." So Greg was like 3 years old. So that night at dinner, my dad says, "What did everybody do today?" And, you know, I went to school and Rob went to school. And Greg said, "I went shopping with mommy. We bought your Christmas present. You're going to be so surprised when you open up your new saw." He's in his 50s now, and we still tease him about that. So I was like, I always like, I know people are going to be so excited when they find out about it. But I'm not going to say what it is. I'm not going to make the same mistake that my baby brother did 50 years ago. So too funny. But what we wanted to talk about today has to do with WordCamp, and not just WordCamp US, but WordCamps in general, and how underrepresented people fit into the whole WordCamp experience. And that begins by finding a way there at all. We have talked in the past, Allie and I have, and you and I have, about supporting speakers and how there needs to be balance of gender, how there needs to be balance of ethnicity at WordCamps. One of my most viewed tweets with the highest, what do you call it, the highest engagement, was where I said something about WordCamp Europe several years ago in Athens, not having a very balanced lineup after the first, I don't remember what it was, 20 or 25 speakers had been announced. And boy, did I come under a lot of fire for just pointing out statistics that were true and hoping and saying, I really hope that the rest is a lot more balanced. And oh my goodness, you would have thought that I had just, I don't know, taken away baby Jesus or something. I was under so much fire for that. But I had a lot of support as well. And actually, more people said, hey, that's right. And what are we doing about this? And since I have a loud mouth, since I say things like that from time to time, sometimes without thinking, sometimes decidedly, pointedly so, oftentimes things change because people take a look when somebody with a loud voice, and by a loud voice, I mean I have a big following on social media, and people listen when I say things, whether they like them or not, and they will tell me whether they like them or not. But we want to see more balance. We want to see more underrepresented people on stage. We want to see more underrepresented people in attendance. We want to see more underrepresented people on organizing teams and volunteering and doing all of the things. And one of the things that is often an argument as well, you know, balance looks different in Europe than it does in the United States, Michelle. Well, that could be true for ethnicity. I don't know for certain. You have said, not really. Other people have said, not really. Gender balance is not so different in Europe than it is anywhere else in the world. And to have a level of balance at all on your stage is important. To that end, and to support organizers and to support speakers, there are initiatives to help people understand how to apply to speak, and there are initiatives to help people afford to attend. Because if you've never attended a WordCamp before, perhaps you don't know. I know you know, but if you're listening, perhaps you don't know that speakers are not paid to attend WordCamp. They are not paid for their speaking, for the time that they put into any of that, and they are not given any kind of funding to be able to attend at all. So their airfare is not paid, their hotel is not paid. None of attending to be a speaker is compensated other than gratitude and usually a small thank you gift as a speaker, which is lovely. And if you can afford to attend and your company sends you, that's awesome. I love that. Sometimes I've been in at a company that has sent me to speak at places. Sometimes the camp that I wanted to attend and speak at was on my own because it wasn't something one of the ones they were sponsoring, and that's fine too. So we make decisions and we apply to speak places, but if we can't afford to attend, then that's problematic. And so over the last few years, some initiatives have risen up, some about WordCamp, some in general to help support underrepresentation. And you have a It may not be a definitive list. People might know of some things that we're unaware of or forget to include. So if you're listening to this and we don't mention an initiative that you know about, please tell us kindly that we missed it, and we will bring it up in future episodes to make sure that we are highlighting all the good that is happening in our community. So that said, I'm going to start by selfishly talking about my own initiative, and then I'm going to turn it over to you to pick the next one. But one of the things that I have done since WordCamp Asia, the first one, so the one in Bangkok, is do what I call the selfie challenge at flagship events. And the selfie challenge is take a picture with me, tweet it, post it on any social media. It doesn't have to be Twitter. That is where I see them, you know, aggregated the most. But put it anywhere. But make sure you tag me and use the hashtag Michelle and me. And different companies and different individuals over the years have sponsored that initiative. And I have given out to WordCamp speakers and organizers who are underrepresented folks almost $15,000 in 3.5 years that I've raised. Some of it my own money, but most of it coming from other people who want to support the initiative. It's not a donation that is supported, that's tax deductible. So if you're in the United States and you're thinking, oh, I can give her $500 and I'll write it off. Nope, you can't write it off. I'm not a nonprofit. It's just out of the goodness of your heart or your business's heart to support underrepresented people. It doesn't feel like it should be a lot of work on my part, and yet it is, because having that money come in, dispensing that money, deciding how much people get. The very first person, and I'm not going to remember exactly where he was located, but it was somebody who was attending his first word camp as a speaker on the African continent. And he reached out to me. I had no idea who he was, but he'd heard about the initiative. He needed $100 to be able to speak at his first word camp. And the only way I could even get him the money was to PayPal it to a friend of his and hope that everything was on the up and up. And I got messages from him afterwards with photos showing how he was able to successfully give his first WordCamp talk because of the initiative of other people helping me raise money to support that. And so there are very grassroots initiatives like that that people just have to know about, really. And money has dried up in a lot of wells lately, so I pers that fund right now has $0 sitting in it. All of the funds have been spoken for, and I have not raised any others recently. Maybe we will at WordCamp US, or maybe it's time to retire the Michelle and Me selfie challenge and let somebody else pick up the reins. So we'll see. I don't know what that will look like, but it is exciting to be able to support others that way. But that's not the only initiative, and of course, that's the smallest of all of them, quite honestly. So you pick one and talk about the next one.
You know what I'm gonna pick? My favorite one and the one I work personally on is Yoast Diversity Fund.
Yes.
At Yoast, we really care about diversity, and that's why we started the Yoast Diversity Fund, who aims to increase the diversity or help the underrepresented in tech to speak up and make sure that all the conferences have more diverse, more inclusive speaker line. This amazing fund, it removed the financial burden for the speaker by, like, example, if you need it for a travel accommodation, visa, childcare, free or sign languages, a helper, visa-related cost, everything. While when you go to speak at event, the fund will help you. And I know last year, only last year, we helped more than 40 speakers in WordPress community all around the world. And we all the time, case by case, per event, because sometimes, as you said, like some people look at it like there's an amazing human being from Cameroon. He's gonna go speak in Kenya. Both he's a male, he's African male going to an African speaking also country. But the thing is, in Cameroon, he's from the Anglo speaking area. There's no WordPress community was there. There's not a lot of WordCamps, and I know this year they're making their first WordCamps. So every event we look at it, what's the person at diversity? Of course, we support all of the diversity, and you can check in the application. Hopefully, we cover all of the diversity, which present what underrepresented in the group you belongs to. And this year until now, I can say we almost helped 35 people. So this year, I'm hopefully gonna break the record, and I'm really happy that more and more, all around the world, all from South America, North America, Asia, Australia, Africa, and Europe, this fund helped a lot of amazing people to shine to on the stage of WordCamps.
I love that you get to be the spokesperson and the orchestrator for that because it makes you so happy. And I love to see your smile when you talk about it. I know. Oh my goodness. Okay, so the next one I want to talk about is brand new. It's the Open Horizon Scholarship, and it is from Automattic. And excuse me. My goodness. We're going to put the links to all of these, by the way, in the show notes, so you don't have to go looking them up later. But the Open Horizon Scholarship is for anybody with an official role within a WordCamp. So you're speaking, you're organizing. I think it covers volunteering as well, although I'm not 100% on that. But it is a fund to help people be able to attend WordCamps. And so that is the new Open Horizon Scholarship from Automattic, which I love seeing Automattic supporting initiatives like this. All right, you pick the next one.
The next one is a WordPress diverse speaker training group. It is hosted by WordPress community. Of course, this amazing initiative is to support underrepresented voices, practically women and non-binary folks and racial minorities, in becoming confident public speakers. What this amazing program offer: free online workshop on public speaking, one-on-one mentoring and a group coaching, tips on writing talk proposal and preparing for presentation, a supportive community of peers and allies. It's really awesome. This program has helped increase the diversity speaker broadcasts around the world, because also not the important, the financial burden, also sometimes the knowledge. You have the knowledge, I mean, the knowledge of learn how to speak, to stand, to address the questions, or how to write your pitch to apply to speak at event. And this is amazing skill that WordPress community offer it for free for people to encourage them to apply to speak.
Nice.
You.
The next one I'll mention is the WP Community Collective, which has fellowship programs to help us learn and grow in WordPress. And so there are different initiatives that they have done over the years, including having a their first fellow was Alex Stein, who did research and work on accessibility in WordPress. I'm not sure exactly what projects they have going right now. I'm trying to find it on their website really fast. But they are working on, let's see, their projects can be broadly defined as discrete, self-contained initiatives with clearly defined objectives and involving more than one contributor. So they are a 501c3 project. So they are a nonprofit organization here in the United States. And they support community-based projects. And so that is something, and that does include underrepresented projects. And so if you're interested, you can go to WPCC Collective. I just closed the link. Hold on one second. My goodness. The WP Community Collective.com. The WP Community Collective.com. And you can see all of the information about that there. And I just drop that in the notes for you, Sama, so you don't have to look for it later. Okay. You're up next. Pick another one.
WordPress Global Mentorship Program. This led by WordPress Contributor Working Group. It's a pilot, according to the website, to match new contributors, especially those from underrepresented region or background, with experienced mentors to help them grow their skills in WordPress contributions area. What this program offered: one-on-one mentorship for several weeks, learning path for contributing to different WordPress teams like core, marketing, photos, polyglot, documentation, peer support and onboarding. It's still in pilot phase in 2024 and 2025. I would love to see this grow more and more, because I believe now connecting someone from Europe, from someone in Asia, or someone in South America, or in Australia, or in Africa, to someone more experienced contributors, this is really awesome, because then we add more diverse to WordPress itself. The next one
Yes.
is.
The next one is the Kim Parcell Memorial Scholarship. Kim Parcell, it says, was a woman whose commitment and valuable contributions to the WordPress open source project are recognized by the foundation, the WordPress Foundation. The goal is to further the efforts of contributors who demonstrate Kim's spirit by helping ease the financial burden of travel to WordCamp US. This is open to women only and women identifying, I believe. Is an active contributor to the WordPress project, has never attended WordCamp US before. This one is very specific to WordCamp US, and who also requires financial assistance to attend. Every year for WordCamp US, they open up the scholarship. Deadline for this year has passed. That was July 25th, so that was last week. But every year they do open this up, and then they will announce who the person or people, in past years they have actually given it to more than one person, were awarded the Kim Parcell Scholarship. So that is another initiative. Over to you.
Other one, a Black Press, WordPress for Black community. It was founded by Joey Simpson Junior, the purpose to build awareness, connection, and support for Black professionals using or contributing to WordPress. They offer virtual meetups, mentorship, and speaker opportunities. Of course, they have their own community Slack for connection and collaboration, highlights achievements of Black community members and WordPress community. It's alive and impactful initiatives, actively facilitating community connections, spotlighting Black professionals. To be honest, I checked their website and it's not active, and I hope they become active. And I know in 2025 they didn't have a lot of activity online, or they didn't plan anything yet, but hopefully in the future to see them more bringing more active, and they have more virtual event.
There is a Slack channel that has active participants, so that at least there's a group of people there. So I'm in there as an ally. The next one is WPIncludes.me. So that's the website. But WP Includes is a women in WordPress mentorship program. On the website, it says scheme, which is has a different connotation in the United States. So I didn't want to say it right away, but it is a program or scheme for women who, oh, here I said, the aim is to increase the representation of women in boardrooms and leadership of businesses within the WordPress ecosystem. It's a free mentorship program, runs twice a year, and matches experienced leaders from the WordPress business world with women who want to grow their career, overcome business challenges, and improve their confidence. I did just complete my first time as a mentor in that program, and I was paired up with a lovely woman in Brazil, and we're still meeting even next week, even though our official time has stopped because we have also grown fond of each other as colleagues and friends now. So we continue to meet. The WP Includes is open right now for the next mentorship program. So the application deadline. Do I remember? I actually wrote the article because I am the new program director there. So it's going to kick off in October. Applications close on September 5th. So if you are a woman interested in being mentored, or you are a woman who wants to mentor others, apply at WPIncludes.me by September 5th. Over to you, Sama.
This is one of my favorite ones, to be honest, but I think maybe you will add more information to it. Underrepresented in Tech podcast, it was founded by Michelle Fershet and Ali Nimons. I'm sorry, Ali.
Nemancia?
Yeah, I butchered your last name. This amazing podcast is to connect underrepresented people in tech and WordPress and tech space with job opportunities, speaking engagement, mentorship, and community support. It's offer amazing searchable database where underrepresented people can list their skills and interests, and they can find, or job employers can find them there. Resource for companies to looking to hire inclusively. Podcast episode discussing inclusion and success stories, and important information, and of course a lot of topics related to diversity and how to support each other in the community. Did I present it in a good way?
You did. Very good. And when Ali stepped back from the project, this amazing person named Saman Nasser stepped in. So, yes, underrepresented in tech is so close to my heart, obviously. We're still here doing it years later. And I think there's still a lot of work that we need to do. So that's why we're still hanging in there. I will mention the Women in WordPress podcast that exists and has been dormant for a little while, but I have it on excellent authority that it's coming back very soon, because we are now PostStatus is partnering up with them to lend my team of post-production experts, namely Lindsay Irvine and Olivia Bissett, who are both amazing at transcriptions and getting those pu post-published for us over there. Are going to be working with Angela Bowman, who is carrying on that podcast from where it started with four women, and now it's Angela. And so they are highlighting women in WordPress. I have been a guest on there twice. I am very blessed and able to talk about some of the work that I've been able to do with women in WordPress. And so definitely worth a listen. Go back through, listen to some of the old episodes, and listen to the different women in WordPress tell their stories. Pretty cool stuff. What do we have left? Is there more? Do we miss any?
I don't know if we missed any. I'm
I
just
think we
like,
got them. I think we got them all.
and if
If
we
you
missed something, yeah.
tell us. I was just going to
Yeah,
say the same
please.
thing.
Yeah, tell us, reach out, post it and tag us there, or if you want to reach out to talk about new initiatives and you want to be as a guest to hear in our podcast, that will be awesome. Also, that will be great. Yeah.
I will mention two other resources that could be good. If you aren't already on the WP World, I would suggest claiming your free profile there. The WP.world. It was created by Marcus Burnett, who is just such an amazing gift to our
I
community.
love him. I love him.
Is
And
he not the best?
he's my colleague also.
He
I'm so happy.
is. And he's coming to WordCamp US. I get to see him there. I'm so excited. So claim your profile there. It does help you get found, and it does help you connect with other people in WordPress. Marcus and I also started a new initiative last month called Sponsor Me WP. So you could go to sponsormewp.com, claim your free profile there as well. If you are somebody who's volunteering your time in the WordPress open source project, you can be found there by companies that do support others. So I know, for example, that Kinsta, Elementor, other companies there, there's others listed on the site there who are supporting individuals who are volunteering their time in the open source project. So you can claim a profile there. We did add, he added it also to the WP World, but on both of those, you can add your Buy Me a Coffee link. So if somebody wants to support somebody, but they can't do it on a regular basis, so they're not setting up a, a Patreon or something like that, you can just go buy a coffee or two or 30 or however many you want on those people's profiles so that you can help support some of their time in the open source community there. And I think that's all I got on all of that. So. But there's definitely a lot of opportunities to support one another. And if you're looking for support, there are a lot of opportunities there as well to be able to find some support, I hope. Any last words about this, Sama?
I hope more initiatives come around, also not only to support speakers but also to support contributors. I know, like, there was amazing project was launched in the end of WordCamp Europe to bring more to students, and we can have also this new mindset, new, I don't want to say fresh blood because that sounds so horror.
It does, yeah.
Fresh blood.
Fresh talent. How about fresh
Fresh
talent?
talent, yes, fresh talent, but also to support contributors who really are really donating their passion, time, and effort. And everybody know now life is more expensive, and everyone needs to have a job. So something also to support contributors, especially who is really contributing to not only core or testing, but also other teams like documentation, photos, Polyglot, because all of the teams important. I hope that one day that we start talking about a lot of programs also, so to support all of the contributors. So yeah.
Yes, likewise. I hope so too. I can't say it any better than that. So I'll just say we'll see you next week on
See you next week.
Underrepresented in Tech, where who knows what we'll talk about. We never actually have an idea until we get here. But if you have an idea for us, please send it our way because we would love to discuss the things that are important to you, dear listener. I always want to say dear listener. It always sounds like so, posh or something. I don't know.
It's nice. Let's go for it.
If you are coming to WordCamp US, please make sure that you say hello to us. Samal will probably be at the Yoast booth. She says spends a lot of time there, but we'll also be, grabbing coffee and around, and we would love to see you. So, and get
Wonderful.
selfies. We love selfies, so get some selfies with
Yeah.
us. All
Absolutely.
right, we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.